Warning, this podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
I need to burp. These chairs are really bouncy. But the germs! You fool, there are no Germans here. But the germs!
Funny voices are funny. Blow all their heads off. It's a Jedcast, we just talk about random stuff. You should know this by now. Right, you're listening to Jedcast, episode 7.
Yep.
We have some good news for you. We are now no longer part of Storm Radio.
Officially since last week. That's why the theme has gone from the beginning.
Yeah, which means we are in complete control over the content now.
Well, within reason, yeah. We can't put out anything really offensive, Jed.
So we can have as much swearing as we want, right?
I don't think we can drop the big C.
Fucking cunting, wanking, shitty bollocks! See, we can swear now.
Yep.
Okay, this is another exciting episode of the Jiddly cast. Basically, we're going to get Jed to have a look at this picture, right? Get on the mic, get on the mic. Just turn it towards him, right?
It looks like a face. What is it?
The world's ugliest fish.
What?
The world's ugliest fish.
The ugly fish?
Does that remind you of anyone? Do you think it looks like anyone? Because
looks like an old person.
What sound do you think it makes? Do you think it makes any sound?
No.
What do you think it does?
Probably sits there and talks about the good old days, like most old people do.
Talk some more about old people. Tell us all about old people. Do an old people. Do some stand-up about old people.
I don't know.
Come on! You know what to do.
Base it on that.
Base it on that.
Old people can do some pretty funny things. My mum's friend worked in an old person's home, and one of the old people in the home decided to pretty much every day do a poo in her underwear drawer. And there was this other one who'd run out of the home naked. I'm trying.
What do you think about old people in general? Do you think they should be banned?
How does one ban old people?
Just say no more. Do you think that?
And how do you define when someone is classed as an old person?
Well, this is for you to decide, Jed. This is what we want you to decide. I want to kind of come up with, over the next couple of weeks, I want you to be the Prime Minister. I want you to come up with this series of policies. First of all, what are your policies about old people?
I don't know.
What are your policies on old people?
Don't let them drive.
Why? Do you not trust them?
No.
What else would you trust them?
Heavy machinery.
Do you think there should be like, you know, where they have don't sell knives to under 18s? Do you think there should be like no selling knives to over 80s?
No, because they can be a bit more trusted with knives.
Well, but you're saying don't let them drive. Or operate heavy machinery. Do you think they should be allowed to be sold strong adhesives? In case they get a hand thing.
What's wrong with selling an old woman strong adhesives?
They might like a strong adhesive. They might be trying to do a bit of... Yeah, maybe they're doing some arts and crafts and they get their hand stuck. Then what would you do?
That's a risk that could happen to anyone.
But old people are more susceptible, would you say? They're a bit more forgetful, aren't they? Thinking, oh, this must be just PVA glue on my hand. Stuck.
I remember I was with my cousin once and we glued the jar on my nan's horseradish that was about 6 months out of date.
Why did you glue that then?
Did you try and take it out of the cupboard?
She tried to open the lid, and she couldn't.
She couldn't?
No.
How cross did she get? What did she say? Don't worry, we're not affiliated with Storm Radio anymore. You can say it properly.
She didn't really say much. My uncle tried to open the jar of horseradish as well, and he couldn't. Have I told you about what my nan keeps in her bedroom drawer?
No, please do.
She has about 40 DVDs.
Yeah.
Of what?
Take a guess.
Well, since we're not affiliated with Storm, why don't you tell us?
I want you to try and guess what the genre of... Where do you think it's going? Adult films.
Give us some titles.
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings?
No.
Make up a name for a porn film.
If you had a porn film, what would you call it if you were making one?
I don't know.
You're a director.
Or in it, you decide. Because later today, we will be making those dreams a reality. In Jed's porn day.
My porn day. Yeah, she basically keeps adult movies in her bedroom drawer.
Ever watch them? Does she just keep them in there?
She just sits there in bed and watches them. This is a 74-year-old woman sitting in bed watching porn.
Did she always send you, oh, the plot line is really good. Jed, there's this plumber, right? With this lady's sink breaks and she rings this plumber up, right? And a plumber comes round and then they just fall in love and bang.
Literally.
How could you do that figuratively? She figuratively comes over. Are you a fan?
No, they just sit in her bedroom drawer and my cousin nicked a load once. I think she gets some cheap when she goes over to France to buy her fags.
Does she also bring in...
You pick up your fags and then, oh look, let's just have a couple of them.
Narcotics, alcohol, anything. What's that? Heroin? Bring it on! Da-da, Nan's Crazy Adventure! Have you ever been on one of these sojourns down to France?
No. Yes, it's French porn.
So it's all French porn in her drawer. Does she understand it? The plotline. Does she learn French?
I like to think, right? But the backing music in my head when you said French, you know the music to a low, a low. It goes na 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 na. I like to think that backs every single one of them. Good morning. I like to think that is everyone. Is that?
There are the subtitles.
They're all in English. They're all in very poor English.
I love those dubbing films where the mouth moves for a long time, but the thing is only no, thank you. Or the mouth's very short, but the sentence is really long. I love watching those dubbed films.
Okay, me and my cousin put Sexetera on once. In front of my nan, we nicked the remote and put it on, and she goes, "What's this shit?" And then just sits. And then just sits there.
What is this? I don't understand.
It's not porn, but it's not French either.
Oh, but so... she would.
And then she just sits there staring at it for the next half hour.
But she's deaf, isn't she?
Yeah.
So the Frenchness wouldn't bother her.
She reads the subtitles.
Oh, there is subtitles. She sits there and watches it in a beret. Hey, it's Kirk. Kirk's in the studio.
Yeah, say something controversial.
Just one of your beliefs.
This isn't one of my beliefs. It's just a generic controversial thing. All black people are thieves.
You're listening to the Jedcast.
Nothing Jed says does reflect any of our views.
Yeah. These are not the opinions of...
That wasn't my view, anyway.
So, Kirk, what have you been up to?
Not much, really. Just sort of on study leave, so just been hanging around at home, watching a bit of TV. Nothing really interesting.
Jed doesn't watch TV, does he?
No.
Liar! Lies! Lies!
Jeremy Kyle.
We just made
for one, Fat Man at Christmas.
Bang! Two, when we rang you up one day, you were calling about turning the telly down.
No, my mum was watching Jeremy Kyle and I wanted to turn it down so I could understand what you were saying.
What about that documentary you watched last night that you text Abner about?
That was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
Repeat the joke. Repeat it.
I've got to get it out now.
Right, someone told me possibly the worst joke I've ever heard. They said that this to me today, right? They went, they said, oh, my brother's just texted me this. They went, I had sex with a girl yesterday and I used my prosthetic leg. I should use my cock instead. That was the joke! I didn't get it.
What do you think of that, Jed?
It's a bit rude.
It's a bit rude, but earlier he was just blatantly racist. But that's a bit rude.
Oh, Jed!
Me and my mum watched a show last week called The World's Biggest Penis. When he said it was 13 and a half inches, we both said, fuck me. I get the feeling we didn't mean it in the same way.
Is that a true story?
Is that you and your auntie? Or?
No, it's not a true story.
Are you in your...
Not, the porn drawer.
The porn drawer.
Have you heard about the porn drawer, Kirk?
I haven't heard about this.
Jed's nan's got a porn drawer.
My nan has a drawer in her bedroom full of porn and she just sits there all night watching
French
it.
Dubbed
porn. Are they all... Can you... Next time you go, can you find, like... Can you watch a couple and review them for us? And, like...
Bring them in.
Yeah, I can bring them in for you, yeah.
Tell us about this train thing. You're going to be riding at the front of the train.
Yeah, if I can get all the necessary documentation, I'm going to...
What's the necessary documentation?
Basically a letter from Michael and a piece of paper.
Michael? What's Michael got to do with it?
Just to say I'm part of college radio.
But why? Why have you
got... Are you trying to wangle a trip on the back of college radio?
Yes. Yes, I am, Tommy.
Rather than sitting in a toilet like you did last time.
He can't sit in a normal seat. He has to sit in the front. Why are you sitting in the front?
Do you mean you're going to be in with the driver?
I'm going to be in with the driver.
Why? Why? I don't know.
Jed, I can imagine you giving him, like, pointers. No, you want to go left here, left. But there's no... There's no rail. How can I go? Left! Bloody left! Please, you're only a guest here. Left! Right, give me the controls.
The nice lady on the train yesterday gave me a tour of how it all works.
Are you eight? Are you eight?
No. I thought it would make for interesting content. Thank you very much.
Where's the content in that? Give us the content.
There's one lever that does the brakes, another one that tells it to go backwards and forwards.
Are you serious?
And a third one that tells it how fast to go. Brilliant. And you have to keep your foot on the pedal. Yeah. And you have to push...
It's like a car. You imagine it with a car with levers. Would you? I know why you want to go in the front. You want to drive it, don't you? Your childhood fantasy.
Imagine Jed.
Jed at the front.
Oh, can we dress you up? Can I give you, like, a little cap, a blue striped shirt and blue striped trousers? Can we dress you for it?
Yes.
Can we cover your face in, like, coal dust? So it looks like you've come straight up. And then, like, and you could pretend you're from Victorian time. Or can we dress you as a terrorist and see whether they let you on?
How would you dress me as a terrorist?
How wouldn't we dress you as a... You've got a balaclava!
What? Why? Oh, it's so funny.
There's a picture over here, look. There you go.
Ajay, what do you think of this, right? No Dungeons & Dragons in jail. Court tells killer.
What's wrong with Dungeons & Dragons in jail?
What do you think's wrong with it? He's told the killer, right? The court has told the killer that he's not allowed to play Dungeons & Dragons. Why? Why do you think?
Because he should be in there to do punishment, not to play games.
No, look, he's a killer, and he's been playing Dungeons & Dragons. Why do you think? I've basically given it to you there. He's telling him that he's not allowed to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Because it's a violent game.
Go on, Tommy, take over. One of the Tommies.
So, what? is it really violent though, Jed? I mean, it's just a...
Oh, why, that is such a crap reason.
Why is it? God's why it gets to be a movie.
It says it's because it promotes gang activity.
Jed likes a bit of gang activity though, don't you, Jed?
What? No.
You big dog. Kirk, this silent
dropped
killer.
You in it.
Kirk has beaten you.
Kirk is a silent killer. He's done you in, Jed.
What do you think, Kirk?
Of Jed or of the phone?
The first one!
Both.
Well, I think the phone's good, but doesn't look like Jed's really very comfortable using it. He looks like he's playing the animations at the moment.
Doesn't surprise me.
Connor's silence here. Come on.
Right, Jed, this is brilliant.
Jed.
We're listening and taking action.
Okay,
it's a message from Eurostar.
Take it.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw some random facts at you. I don't know what they are, and neither will you. So, okay, here's the first one. Under extreme stress, some octopuses will eat their own arms.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Why do you think?
Self harm. wait a second! Octopuses don't even have arms, they have tentacles!
When people listen to this in the future, their ears will be bleeding from
It's such a depressed octopus that's eating its own bloody arm.
They don't even have arms.
Tentacles then, but it's the same thing.
Okay, next one. Most lipstick contains fish scales.
Ooh.
He's thinking, that's the lipstick in those granny, his auntie's films, French films.
They're my nan's films.
Yeah, come on. Right. She's got... Don't be perverse. It's not his arm, you sicko. It's his nan, right?
My aunt died in October.
Sorry.
I do have another couple of aunts, though.
Then why did it have to be
that? Why did you tell me that just to make me feel guilty?
Sorry, Jed, you're mad.
No one being able to jump has ever been able to stay off the ground for more than 1 second. Do you reckon you can beat that? Apparently it's a fact.
He loves these ones.
Okay, bet you I can stay off the ground for more than 1 second. Okay, someone time me.
Okay, I'll time you.
Oh, no, right, no, it's cheating. Okay.
Oh, God, please don't.
Okay, ready?
Okay, three.
And go.
This could be the end of Jed.
One, and...
No. I hate gravity.
Quote of the week.
Right, come on.
Right, okay. Tecto's in the studio.
Here's one.
Quote of the week. Quote of the week from Jed Miller, I hate gravity.
Right, read this out.
Okay.
What's gravity ever done for me?
Don't you think, Jed, it's usually bringing you down most of the time.
Yeah.
Read that one out, Jed.
Jed, I'm waiting to get this one. Right. Okay. Midgets and dwarves almost always have normal-sized children. Will that blow your mind?
You love midgets.
Midgets are funny. They're all...
Why? Talk about midgets. Tell us why you like them.
Okay, here's another one about the war. The first bomb dropped by the Allies on Berlin in World War II killed the only elephant in Berlin Zoo. Do you think they were aiming?
I don't know. It might have been a threat. Saying...
There's an elephant in the room.
Get out of
saying if you go to war with us, we'll kill all your elephants or something.
And that's the World War II summed up.
Get out of Poland or we'll get a zebra. That kind of thing, do you think?
Yeah.
What animal would you kill, Jed, if someone was in Poland?
I wouldn't kill any animals.
Why are you asking me? I don't like animals at all.
Do you not even have any pets?
Yeah, but I killed most of them.
What pets have you had?
12 rabbits. I only have one left now.
This isn't libelous, he's saying it himself.
How is killing rabbits libelous?
Okay.
How did you kill your rabbits?
Jed.
They died of natural causes.
Get on with it.
Okay. Jed. The inventor of the waffle iron didn't like waffles.
Why did he invent it?
Do you like waffles?
They're all right.
Kirk has just asked me to ask Jed what he thinks of this.
What is it?
Kirk's now showing Jed the picture of a man.
It's a very old-looking picture of a very old man with a moustache. He seems quite well-dressed.
What do you think his background is, Jed?
After coming into contact with a religious man, I always feel I must wash my hands.
Is that your view? Or...
Oh, it's a little bit offensive.
Right, I've got an app on my iPod as well, right? It's called the Insult app. What do you think of this insult? Fatter people are harder to kidnap. Huh?
It's true, they're harder to conceal.
I don't understand! Right, your pets are related. That's what the explanation is when you grew up to be that ugly.
Right, it's just inbreeding.
Obviously. The gills? Can you go home and change your app into something that doesn't threaten to wipe out humanity?
Change your what?
Can you go home and change into something that doesn't threaten to wipe out humanity? Yeah?
Please.
Right. Kirk, this isn't working. I put in a web address.
Just been looking at a screen. Okay, Jed. Another fact. Someone on Earth reports seeing a UFO every 3 minutes.
Brilliant!
You one of those?
No.
Jed hates the paranormal.
Do you hate it? Oh, shame. Could have been a nice topic.
Hates aliens.
Oh, Jed, you'll love this one. This was submitted to the insult generated by someone called Devin Lucia. I'm allowed to read that name because it's public information. Okay. I want to sex you up, baby. Not.
What sort of an insult?
Dropping the piece of wood on the floor!
What sort of an insult is that?
That's the insult generator. That's from Devin Lucia.
Who?
Devin Lucia.
Who?
Don't do this to me. Do not do this to me.
Devin Lucia.
I don't even know who that is.
Oi, Jed, you should have been born in the Dark Ages. You look terrible in the light.
Why, thank you.
You weren't reading that from your iPod. That was your own opinion.
That wasn't my fault. Right, okay. I tried to drive you around, but I ran out of gas.
What?
That's the worst. Right, Noah, if you're listening to this, that's shit.
Read that one out.
I tried to drive you around, but ran out of gas.
Right. Okay. When, okay, Jed, see what you think of this. When your face blushes, the lining of your stomach turns red.
That's true.
When your face blushes, the lining of your stomach turns red.
Yeah.
Is that a fact or is that an insult?
It's a fact. It's an insult.
I've got the insult. He's got the facts.
It's a very odd fact.
Oi, Jed, I'm fat, but you're ugly. I can diet. What can you do? Huh?
Plastic surgery?
Okay. Mosquitoes prefer children to adults, blondes to brunettes. Do you prefer blondes or brunettes?
You're in a bad position. You're blonde.
Adam, do you prefer blondes or brunettes?
Blondes.
I'm not fast.
Children or adults?
I'm not a paedophile.
Can you edit that so it says I'm a paedophile?
Okay, Jed.
God.
Even your parents didn't show up to your own birth. Not even the doctors. That shows how ugly you are.
What, not even my parents?
No.
Not even my mum.
That's an insult.
My mum didn't even show up to my own birth.
It's an insult, Jed.
How would that work, though? It's wrong.
Exactly!
Not me.
Jed, you'll love this one. This is possibly my favourite fact I've read today. Eagles mate while airborne.
How?
We'll YouTube it later.
Yeah, we'll be having a go later, and it'll be part of your nan's film collection.
Oh, Jed, when I talk to you, it's like speaking to a brick wall. That's in capitals. That was submitted by Chili Smiley Face.
I don't think I'm a brick wall, am I? Do I look like a brick wall?
No, you don't.
Sorry, what is the difference between you and a battery? A battery has a positive side, huh?
You calling me a miserable bastard?
You're not fat, you're just horizontally successful.
Why, thank you.
If you were the last male on the face of the earth, humanity would come to a screeching halt.
That's a bit obvious.
You're so stupid that you got a negative number for your IQ test.
Impossible.
You're so lucky to have a mind so free from the ravages of intelligence.
If I wasn't intelligent, I wouldn't be able to talk to you, would I?
You're so stupid, you got a negative number on your SATs.
That's impossible, it only goes down to level 1.
Staring at you is like staring at a fistful of ugly.
How about another octopus fact? since they are self-harming, apparently. Their testicles are located in their heads. How's that work?
Strange place to have them.
Really? Where would you put them?
Where would you put them on an octopus?
I don't know. Where would you, at the end of the... It's up to you.
Hanging.
If you had to redesign an octopus to be the ultimate sea creature, what would you make?
I don't know. It? How would I redesign an octopus?
Yeah.
Jed, what do you think of this?
It's somebody's finger killing itself. Where's Saxon? We need to get her on the show, Kirk.
I have no idea where she is.
Well, she's not tone deaf anymore, is she?
No, she isn't, but I still don't know where she is.
Jed?
Yeah?
Peanuts are one of the ingredients in dynamite. Yes.
Okay.
Would you try and make your own?
I probably could. I have the skill.
Really?
He's done it before.
Okay.
I've made smoke bombs before and it's not that much different.
Okay, so if you were to make dynamite, what would your target be? What would you blow up in the surrounding area?
I don't know.
Think about it. McDonald's, fast food, art galleries.
I was going to buy some flashbangs once and set one of them off around college.
Why?
Scare people.
Jeb, what's the weirdest thing you can imagine?
I don't know. You know this is a pirate broadcast?
Yes.
Can I get away with having a fag out the window, please?
No. The more you say that, the more the answer's going to be no. Why is that change?
I don't know.
We'll let you do it if you crawl all the way out the window and sit on the roof.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. We'll let you do it if you do that.
Let's see how possible it is.
Is now climbing
out. Jed, don't die.
Oh, God, he's now.
We can't find anyone else stupid enough to replace you.
There's a classroom full of people down there. I don't think I can do it.
No, go just, on, Jed.
You can, if you get like half your body out and onto that.
That's
that.
Hello.
That's what I was looking for.
How far did you get?
Hello up there. Step back in, monkey boy.
You do look a bit like the angry monkey out of Family Guy, actually, Jed. Jed, just do it. Just Echo. Climb out the window.
Echo. There's a fridge down there.
Jed has just spotted a fridge.
Jed. Working hard. Wait, is that an assistant principal's office over there? Jed, if anyone asks, we are going to say it was you. Will you take the fall as it was you?
It was a joint effort.
No, it wasn't. We went up there. Oh, Jed!
Jed, there's only so many people you can fit on a windowsill.
We can quite easily fit two on this windowsill. Who else would shout out hello? Oh, the god of hellfire! Jed, is this your favourite podcast we've ever done? Is this the best one?
Yeah.
Polar bears are left-handed, Jed.
How do you know this? I've been asked to call the Colchester Gazette with a false news story.
Okay, what do you want the news story to be?
I don't know. Give me some ideas. Kirk, you got anything? What about the buses?
So there's a bomb on a bus, and if it goes below 50...
Apparently someone done that a few years ago in Colchester. Is that true?
Don't know.
The Car Crash radio show,
Where can this... is it really a good idea reporting a car crash?
Think of something. My favourite story I ever read in the Gazette was one about a duckling being stuck in a drain.
What?
That was the front page. I kept it. I've still got it at home.
That was the front page.
Yeah.
So, Jez, you could make the front page.
Do a celebrity spotting.
Say you've seen all the Beatles walking down High Street. You've seen Ringo, you've seen Massacre.
So you just saw Ringo coming out of Lidl. The one that's not even open yet.
Where is this Lidl?
It's why haven't you seen it on the bus? It's on the
It's road. The Aldi. Should I phone up the Gazette and say I've just seen Ringo Starr walking out of Aldi? Is it picking up?
Yeah.
Oh, great job calling the fucking fax machine. Yes, you're through to their fax machine. Wait, was that even picking up the iPhone? He called their fax machine.
Look at Jessica. You mad, you called their fax machine.
Hi, I've got a story for you.
Right.
I was just walking past Aldi earlier and I saw Ringo Starr walking out.
Was it actually him?
Yeah.
Do you know what he was doing there?
I don't know, I assume he was doing some shopping.
It's a building site.
Right, okay. Did you take a picture?
No.
Okay, can I take your name and number?
Do I have to give my name and number?
Not at all, it was just in case one of our reporters wanted to ask you anything else. But if that's kind of all you can say, then... And which Aldi was this?
It was the one along Lexton Road.
About what time this morning was it?
About 10:30.
And how did you know it was him?
Because I am a Beatles fan, so I know what he looks like.
Did anybody else appear to have recognised him?
I don't know, I only saw it on the bus. So, I didn't see it properly.
Brilliant, well thank you very much for your call.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye. Bye.
Shall I ring up and say I saw Ringo Starr? Yeah, yeah. Tell him you saw him walking down the tramway about quarter 11, so you got a picture.
Okay, what's the number?
You saw him walking down.
Tommy is now about to ring the same news desk and say that he also saw Ringo Starr.
Quarter 11 walking.
I'll say I saw him in. No, I'll say literally just now. Hi, I'm in literally in Tollgate now, and I've just seen Ringo Starr come out of Curry's. He had pardon?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I just saw Ringo Starr come out of Curry's.
Hello, I'm losing you. Hello, John Parks.
Hi, I just tried to ring through to you. Oh, no, it must have been someone else, sorry. Similar voices. I'm in Tollgate now.
Yeah.
I've literally just seen Ringo Starr coming out of Curry's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this is pretty good. He had a Lidl bag, I think. No, not a Lidl bag, an Aldi bag. Sorry, I'm confused.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty excited.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm a massive fan. I didn't want to go over there. You know, you don't want to embarrass yourself. You know, going over there. And he was carrying out like a box from the car.
Hey, hang on, mate. I'll get you to tell this to my mate. Hang on a sec.
Hi again.
Hi. I'm in Tollgate now.
Right.
And I've just literally seen Ringo Starr.
Again?
No, what do you mean again?
You're not the same person you just spoke to. You're not the same person you just rung in.
No, I've just been speaking to someone else on the desk.
Oh, okay, so you weren't talking to me?
No, I haven't. This is the first time I've rung through.
It's all right, I was just talking to a guy about 2 minutes ago who saw him at Aldi in Lexton.
Really? Because I saw him with some Aldi bags.
Where is he now?
I'm in Tollgate and I've just seen him at Curry's and he's just got into a car. Now, I'm hiding behind the car at the moment, you know. I don't embarrass myself following him around.
Is he driven off?
Yeah, he's just driving off now. He's just leaving the car park.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your call.
He came out of Curry's and he was carrying, like, quite a big box.
Out of Curry's. I'll give them a call.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Do you hear that? The first guy. Oh my god, no way! No way! I just tell my mate!
You might have had the speakerphone, guys. Oh my god!
How would I pull off being Ringo Starr, do you reckon?
You couldn't. Sort of.
I'll be honest.
Okay, so me and Tommy are going to throw some scenarios, much like we did with Liam last week at Jed.
Okay, you're a policeman, right?
Yeah.
And you see a mugging going on, right?
Yeah.
You're quite a politically correct policeman.
Or incorrect.
Or incorrect, your decision. Let's say...
Tommy is being mugged by me, okay? Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Don't say anything, right? And roll scene.
Wallet,
help
wallet,
me,
wallet,
police officer.
Oi, get off of me, little shit. I'll nick you, I will.
He's dying.
Look.
Right, you're nicked, you little bastard.
Gun.
You're nicked, you little bastard.
I'm holding the gun.
I'm calling for backup. Back up, quick, to the Storm Studios.
I'm now holding the gun at Jed. I'm pulling out my taser. Right, look.
God.
I'm on him now. I'll shoot him in the heart.
I'll use my taser on you, I will.
Yeah, but as soon as you fire that, I'm firing it at him.
No, because you'll be incapacitated.
No, look,
you don't know how the taser works.
I'm now using him as a shield, a human shield.
Sorry, could you just help me, please?
Right, how are we going to do this? I'm going to...
Help!
Abner.
He has disarmed him! I have just disarmed Abner! He's still doing it! He's snapping Abner's wrist in half!
Abner's now got a claw!
Abner is now nicked!
Abner's now falling. He's got a claw! Abner's got a claw!
Abner has a claw!
I can honestly say, Jed, you did a better job than Liam did last week.
I used physical force on Abner.
Oh god, I died as part
He
of
actually
Liam's
got
story.
Me. He actually got. Oh god.
I didn't mean to get you that hard.
Okay, and end scene. Right, we're going to do another one with you now.
Okay.
Right, you work in a bookshop, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to be some quite difficult customers, okay?
Okay.
This might be similar to a... Yeah, you
like this, because look at his little face, he's smiling.
Yeah. Okay. Right, ready?
Yeah.
And go. Hi. I was wondering if you had any...
Whatever would you mean by...
You know, books? You got any books here?
We have plenty of books. We are a bookshop.
No, no, you know what I mean. I mean books.
All we sell is books.
No, no, no. I mean, books, you know.
What sort of books are you looking for?
Books that maybe certain type of people like when they're over a certain age, and certain people under a certain age aren't into those books.
Let me think. Charles Dickens?
No, 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 no. No, I mean, you know, books for grown-ups. Porn. Porn. Do you have any porn?
I don't think we sell porn here.
What, in Waterstones? Come on, you must sell porn here.
No.
Right, I'm looking for quite a specific fetish, right?
Okay.
I'm looking for ladies serving each other Starburst while dressed from head to toe as TV characters of the 1970s. Do you have anything like that?
Right. Ladies.
Whoa, whoa, can you keep your voice down, please? Because there are people here.
In.
Yeah, I'm coming in a minute, dear.
In 70s stuff. No, we don't have any.
Come on, you must have some sort of porn here. Oh, sorry, no. Yep, that'll do me. Thanks. I don't need those books anymore. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Hi, I've just bought this book the other day, right? I got home. No pages in it.
What book was that?
Hey. Sherlock Holmes.
Have you got the receipt for this?
Yep. There you go.
I'm pretty sure we wouldn't have sold you a book unless it actually has pages.
Yeah, they're all missing. I opened up, I thought, great, read a bit of Sherlock Holmes. Bang. No pages.
Right.
Actually, I think that's a receipt for something else I've given you there.
Yeah, it,
yeah, I, don't
think, I think it is. It didn't even say Waterstones on.
No, I don't think it does. I don't think I do have a receipt for it. So.
In that case, I don't think we can issue with a refund.
Well, no, can I exchange it? Just
I don't. We have no proof that you bought this book from here.
But I did. Trust me.
How can I prove you bought the book from here?
Because I came in here last week, picked it up, thought, great, bit of Sherlock Holmes, just seen the film. Read a bit of this.
You're going to need to write to our head office.
No, can you just exchange the book for me? Come on.
Here's the address for head office.
No, come on, just, let's exchange the book.
I'll have to call the manager over.
Okay.
Play the part of the manager. Put on a different voice. What's put on a voice? Deep voice or a high pitched voice.
Hello, I'm the manager.
Yeah, hi, I bought this Sherlock Holmes book the other week and, well, last week, and it doesn't have any pages.
Have you got the receipt?
No, we've just been through that. I think I've lost the receipt for it.
Okay,
Yeah?
I think you're going to need to write to head office.
No, let me just exchange the book. I'll be out of here and just...
We can't exchange it if we can't prove you bought it from here.
You can trust me though. Look, I bought it last week.
You'll have to take it up with head office.
Come on. Please.
There are other people in the queue.
Yeah, come on, please.
Can I speak to the other guy again, please?
Hi.
You're useless. Useless here.
I don't appreciate
it. I will be writing to head office. Not about a book. I'm going to go take my custom elsewhere. Red Lion Bookshop, maybe.
Okay,
but
that's your choice.
As it is for you, I'm writing to head office about you because you haven't helped me at all.
Right, come on. Move on.
I'm only doing my job, sir.
I wouldn't bother, mate, because.
Well, I've got quite an important thing to talk about.
I wouldn't even bother because he can't help the guy before me. He couldn't help me, so. Well, I'll let you go. Well, I'll be writing about you. What's your name? Can I take your name?
My name's Jed.
Right, Jed.
Hi, yeah, basically, I'd like to get a book from you, right? I recently came here and bought a book about how to give up smoking, and I've decided that I don't really want to do that anymore. So I'd like to buy a book on how to start smoking again.
If you got your receipt, I could exchange it for you.
Do you have a book like that that could, you know, teach me how to start smoking again?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's your receipt.
Okay.
I don't actually have the other book with me, so...
If I give you the receipt back, if you come back with a book...
I can't come back.
Why?
My house burnt down. I left a cigarette in an ashtray and it just... But I want to start smoking again because that was quite stressful. You know, I thought I'd have one after I gave up and it just... It's become quite stressful, so I need some more.
Okay. Surely you just go to the shop.
I mean, I've got a couple of quid here. Could you find me that book and, you know... Can you go find me that book that you were going to tell me?
Okay, surely if you just go to the shop round the corner and buy a packet of cigarettes and a lighter.
Yeah, but see, you've told me that, but I'm looking for a book that tells me, you know, that that's how I'm supposed to do it. Because I don't know, you know. It might be that I have to go and buy lots of vegetables. You know, we don't know, do we?
Why would you need to smoke vegetables?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a scientist in this field, and clearly you aren't, because you're working here. No offence to you or your mother, but,
Where does my mother come into
this? Whoa, whoa, leave mothers out of this. Right, could you, come find me that book, please?
Okay.
Please.
Here's a book about smoking.
Right, what's it about?
Smoking.
Who's it by?
Smokey Smokey the Bear.
Could you read me a couple of extracts, please? Sorry, because I you know, I want to be doubly careful. I want to buy it. And you've got quite a nice reading voice, actually. It's quite nice on the ears.
To start smoking, you go to your local shop. You exchange some currency for some cigarettes and a lighter. And you light the lighter. And then you put the cigarette in your mouth. Inhale and blow.
Right, does that say repeat the process?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I don't actually need to buy a book now, because, I mean, you've sorted that out for me. I don't need to give you money.
Okay.
How much was the book?
About a fiver.
Yeah, you're not going to get a fiver from me. See you later.
Bye.
Hello, how can I help you? Welcome to Waterstones.
What's going on here?
How can I help you?
Help me with what?
Well, with any book requires you aren't, you know, in Waterstones, here I am, working.
How can I help you?
No, how can I help you? I work
How
here.
Can I help you?
Well, I work here, so...
I'm going to shoot you! I'm going to shoot you!
I'm being attacked! Help me! Help me!
I'll just call the manager. Sorry, I'm just going down to the basement
I'll
to
shoot
get
him.
The manager.
Help!
Hello, I'm the manager! How can I help you?
I'm being shot!
I'm just going to go and get the regional manager. Hello, how can I help you? I'm the regional manager.
Help me, regional manager!
I'll go and get the head of director.
He's trying to shoot me! I've cocked the gun.
Hello, I am the head of directors.
Help me, head of directors.
And end scenario. Jed, did you enjoy that?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Head rush.
Hello, I've just seen a celebrity around Colchester, just thought you might want to be interested.
Oh, was it Ringo Starr?
It was actually, yeah.
It's brilliant. Where was he up to this time?
I just saw him walking into Middlebrook car park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how long ago?
Probably about 10 minutes ago now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, brilliant. We'll go and seek him out.
Okay.
Smashing, did he anything to report, or did he... Was he carrying anything? Or?
He wasn't. I didn't see him carrying anything.
Right. It's just yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. Well, thanks for it. Just there probably isn't really.
I can give you my details if you want.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
My name's Lawrence Cook.
Yeah, smashing. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
So you're a bit taken aback, presumably. Or...
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye. Bye.